coat, get your hat, leave your worries on that doorstep. Just direct your feet on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that trumpet patch?
The shame in this piece of live music, live streamed by the players themselves, is that you don't see the expressions of delight on their faces. That's Matt Lendler on piano and vocals, along with John Michael Bradford and Ashlyn Parker on trumpets. These three have been doing what they can during the pandemic to entertain the public and even themselves with some of the great live music that New Orleanians are so eager to preserve. We talked with these amazing musicians for our interview series in partnership with NewOrleansLocal.com.
Ashlyn Parker. I'm a New Orleans-based trumpeter and educator. I've been here for about 13 years. I'm originally from North Carolina. And I came here in 2007, got my master's degree to Louis Armstrong Quintet, which is a scholarship with teaching assistantship with the University of New Orleans. I've been touring with a lot of different bands and getting to play with my heroes and pass down the stuff that I've accumulated on the way. For the last 6 years, I've played in Ellis Marsalis's quintet. Since we lost E April 1st, I've been doing whatever I can to do to honor his legacy. And that's really hard to do since we can't gather, you know, so whether if that's been arranging and doing those E-Day live tributes for Snug Harbor, and just engaging and playing music, you know, in the safest way possible. So that's what I've been doing lately. But shout out to Matt Lendler that he's two blocks, you know, Ellis lives two blocks from me. And also the other direction, two blocks, is another piano professor here in New Orleans, Mr. Matt Lendler, who's been going live for about 6,800 days in a row.
My name is Matt Lendler. Local New Orleanian. My family came to New Orleans in the mid 1700s, and so I have a huge heritage here in New Orleans. And I am a pianist, a vocalist, a father, a boyfriend, a son. I teach music right now at Loyola University here in New Orleans, and I'm a jazz pianist. I'm an arranger. I'm a band leader. I lead a band called the New Orleans Jazz Revival Band, which Ashlyn has been a part of for many years. And we just recorded a record about, Ashlyn, when did we do that date? Was that in September or August? It seems like it was like years ago, but it was just like August or September. So
right.
We recorded, it's really a New Orleans, mostly all my records that I've recorded have been an homage to the music of New Orleans and my, our mentors. Since the failure of our federal levees in 2005 and from the after effects of Hurricane Katrina, I realize it's our responsibility to pass on our knowledge, our skills, our music, our heritage.
My name is John Michael Bradford. I started playing trumpet about a year and a half after Hurricane Katrina. I lived with Sam Williams, who is Big Sam, as people would know him, Big Sam's Funky Nation. He was a close family friend, and him and his people, you know, him and his girlfriend at the time, her brother, they lived with us. And through being around him, that really inspired me to want to play music. I mean, music is in my family. My mom was a singer. My sister's a singer. She went to NOCA, which is where I ended up going high school. So music was always in the family. I started out playing piano when I was really young. And then years later, I wanted to play brass. I wanted to play trombone like Sam. But after begging for that for a while, my grandfather gave me his trumpet, his high school trumpet. Ashlyn and Matt both spoke to this, you know, being in New Orleans, there's masters, there's heroes, there's people that take you under their wing, as both of these guys have done for me, you know, like just going to play with Matt has been a blessing. But growing up in New Orleans, you know, from the eight, I've started playing around 9 or 10. I was instantly taken under people's wings, you know, Treme Brass Band, Benny Jones, Uncle Lionel, Kenneth Terry, those types of people, Shamar Allen. You know, Jeremy Davenport, Terrence Blanchard, Nicholas Payton, Donald Harrison, huge influences in my playing, in my life. So I'll go out to Jackson Square and hustle and learn how to sing the songs and learn the meanings of the songs, you know, learn how to entertain a crowd, just all the things you do as a trumpet player in the city. You know, it's all about being a leader. Right, it was either in high school or right before that I met Ashlyn. I heard him playing, he was warming up in the Blue Nile. I was walking on Frenchman Street with my mom one day and I heard him. It was the best thing I ever heard. And I knocked on the window and I was like, man, can I please get lessons with you? And then he became a prominent figure in my life and a good friend. And I learned so much, still learn so much from him. And it all goes back to the lineage and history of New Orleans.
Say something real quick. You know, usually New Orleans is always described as, you know, the greatest things in New Orleans are the food, the music, and the architecture. I don't think that even compares to, you know, the people, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're missing so much right now, you know. And, you know, and that's why we miss New Orleans, you know. But, you know, it all shows up in the food, music, and architecture. But, man, it's the people that it's all coming from.
Yeah, it's archaeology without people.
Right.
I had not been following you guys on Facebook until this week. And someone at work pointed one of the live streams out and was like, you've got to talk to these guys. It's almost a format what you're doing now in terms of doing what you can with live performance in the 21st century when we're all, for the most part, supposed to be stuck at home and not going to clubs or festivals to hear great music. So bring people up to speed. Tell me what you're doing on a typical jaunt around the block with the trumpet players heading to the piano guy's house.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of lingo around, there's a lot of language around an audience member craving live music, craving those vibrations, right? They talk about that a lot. There's a lot of people saying stuff like that, right? That, and they always have. But there's not really that much language around the musician needing to play for someone, you know? A lot of people feel there's some weird thing about playing these live streams, you know. They benefit what they can do. They do the best that they can, you know, but there's an element kind of, you know, there's only live vibrations are like just something different, you know. And then for the musician, we don't have any feedback coming back. There's no noise. It's just silence. And, there can be somewhat of a dimension loss, you know?
Let me get it to Matt to talk about that, because Matt, you're basically on you're on a live stream streak of sorts, and I saw on your website a great quote about how long you're going to be live streaming every day.
I have been offering music, and I when this went down, the pandemic went down, all that stuff, I had a choice of either just gloom and doom or what can I do, what I can do to help, and not only help others, help myself. And so I'm a musician. I feel like the spirit of music is what is channeled through all of us, especially the master musicians, and especially John Michael and Ashlyn is included in all that. This spirit comes through us through another source, and it's offered to people for them to heal and for them to relax and for them to be comforted and for them to be joyful and for them to dance and for them to sing. And these human aspects of what I'm talking about and what I'm preaching is the element of how we heal as a society and how we heal as a community. This is a serious epidemic on the musician's aspect, because it is our responsibility to give music and offer music. And I have taken that seriously. I'm on 70 nights consecutive. And I do two hours, sometimes 2.5 hours of music nonstop. I open my windows. I've invited the world into my sanctuary. This is where I heal. That's where I compose. That's where I deal with sorrow and joy and happiness and gloom and doom. And I used to think the crying was pain, but it's joy. It's the joy I'm feeling of the gift we have as musicians to give. It was so joyful to have Arson just show up one day, because I had been thinking about inviting musicians to come join me, and it's just kind of, we're all learning through this whole last 2 months or so on how to process this and deal with this. But I really believe music is the cure for a lot of things that we're dealing with in today's world, and especially live music.
Every time we go out there, we feel this, you know, we feel people coming on their porches, you know, coming on their porches. And it really... he's made that whole block have just a different kind of ray of sunshine every evening, you know.
And what part of town are we talking about? I don't mean a street block, but
have to disclose the secret location of the.
Yeah. It's in New Orleans. it's in the heart of New Orleans.
Right.
PG version now. Tell them we drink our juice.
Yeah,
it's just Trumpet Mafia drinks our juice. We do push-ups. We're healthy.
You drink your milk and cookies.
Yep. No, we don't drink. We don't smoke cigarettes. Nope.
No sugar. No sugar. Carbohydrate free.
Go ahead, John Michael. PG.
I think it all starts with not living in New Orleans. You know, I was in Boston for 4 years, and then right after that I moved to Los Angeles. So there was always a sense of calling. There was always a sense of me needing to be home for whatever reason. I didn't know it was going to be under these circumstances. When I was in LA, I was just thinking, I was like, man, this is not New Orleans. Even when I was in Boston, I was like, this is just not what I'm into in terms of community and the just how the music is played. So when I came home, you know, I hit up Ashlyn. We just started hanging out, and none of this was planned. He's like, you want to go to Matt Limner's? He's doing a live stream every night. We just go play. I was like, okay. You know, and that was the first time I had played with anybody in probably 2 months or, you know. Yeah. And it's an even deeper meaning because I'm playing with Ashlyn and I've known him for years. So it was just special. You know, I just thought we were hanging out, and then he's like, let's go play. So it was me, him, a couple of the other guys in Trumpet Mafia, and it was weird because it's like you can't hug people, you can't really be too close, but I was like, dang, it's so nice to see everybody.
Yeah.
And I never get nervous, but when you don't play all the time, it's like, oh, I started getting like butterflies. I was like, oh wow, I'm about to go play and people are going to see this.
This is a learning curve for all of us in this. I don't even say new world. I think this is a very temporary world, and I think the world is going to go back to a much better space. Because I can tell you right now, when we can go hug each other, I'm going to be a hugging kind of guy. That's probably suck for a lot of people, but anyway, I wasn't like that before. I was a real reserved kind of mm-hmm. guy, and I'm like, it's time to do the thing. My whole thing is to give our gifts. To share our gifts and know that by sharing our gifts, good things go to people and it comes back to us. It's karma. It's tithing. It's all of it connected.
I feel, in certain cultures, if someone's serious about studying a music, the community takes care of them, and we can just literally practice and our healing. You know, and so at a certain point, the community wants to stand up for some of these live streams, but I feel like we're at the point we need to bring it just to them, or for folks like that have a drum set, they don't have mobile stuff. You're going to be a target for mobile instruments like me and John mm-hmm. Michael, we're going to show up on, we're going to pull up on you. We have to figure out a way to make basically your homes and parking lots, and we have to be really creative on how we're going to get this music to people, and probably in just smaller situations. Just think small. The first time I played at someone's house was a month ago, and in 20 minutes I was like just absolutely pouring tears. As soon as somebody stopped across the street and listened to me, it was just extremely emotional. And for them too, I feel guilty that I got that up, and I keep on getting that sensation with Matt and with John Michael, safely. And I want musicians to feel that, and get on with being creative.
If I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Oh, God, does that my fate on the sunny side of the street?
Remember these names: Ashlyn Parker, John Michael Bradford, and Matt Lindler. You can catch up with all of them on Facebook. You may even find them on a New Orleans street near you.